Or if you're plowing, what do you call a horse that walks in the furrow?
I don't know, unless you just, they usually have names for them that they call them by name.
Call them by name.
Yeah.
If something's not near at hand, you say it's just a little over.
Over the, fall over.
Okay. If you've been traveling and you haven't finished your journey, you might say that you had a to go before dark.
A while to go before dark.
Okay. If you wanted to indicate the distance rather than the time, you'd say, I've got a
few miles to go.
Okay. If something's very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say that you can find it just about
anywhere.
Okay. If a boy slipped on the ice and fell this way, you'd say he fell
backward.
If he fell this way,
forward.
If you've been fishing and you hadn't caught any fish, and somebody said, did you catch any fish? You'd say, no, blank a one.
Didn't catch a one.
Okay. A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me? I
didn't do it.
Okay. If someone broke your rake and was apologizing to you, you might say, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Anyway.
A crying child might say, he was eating candy and didn't give me.
I want any.
Okay. You might say, now that boy's spoiled. When he grows up, you might say, he'll have his trouble. If you want to suggest that he will almost certainly have trouble, you'd say, he'll have his trouble.
Then, not then.
Can you think of anything? This is kind of hard to suggest here. If I'm trying to say that I'm not absolutely positive, but I'd be willing to bet on it, you'd say, he'll have his trouble.
Come up.
Okay, that's adequate. What do you call the trenches that are cut by a plow?
Furrow.
Okay. And if you're a farmer, you might say, if you had a very good yield, you say, we raised a big
crop.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say, we've just
cleared it.
And what do you call the old dry dead grass that's left on the ground in the spring?
Hay.
Okay. What do you call the if you go in and get hay, or you harvest a crop and then you go back in again, or cut it down, what do you call that?
Second cut.
Okay. Wheat is tied up into what?
Bundles.
Okay. And if you have several bundles piled together, what do you call those?
Sheaf.
Okay. You might say, we raise 40 blank of wheat to an acre. What
bushels.
Okay, repeat that.
We like to raise 40 bushels to the acre.
Okay. What do you have to do to oats to separate the grain from the rest of
thrash them?
Thrash them.